Welcome to the Davenport Pulse, a podcast aimed at connecting citizens to their local government. Together, we will explore important issues impacting our neighborhoods and community through conversations with residents, city staff, and elected officials.
Davenport is the urban pulse at the heart of the Quad Cities, rich in history and character, where folks with a Midwest mentality plant personal and professional roots. Come explore with us the people, places, and programs that make Davenport home.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Davenport Pulse. Today, we are joined by Kyle Carter, Executive Director, and Alicia Espy, Program Director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership. The City of Davenport and the Downtown Davenport Partnership, or DDP, have a history of working cooperatively to provide services to our downtown community. Welcome, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Before we dive into questions, why don't you both take a minute to introduce yourselves and explain your roles with the DDP a little bit further.
All right. I'm Alicia Espy, and yes, I'm the program director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership. I've been, we're an affiliate of the Quad Cities Chamber, so I've been with the Chamber for a little over 6 years now. I grew up just outside of the Quad Cities in a town called Comanche, and so was always coming downtown for fun things to do, so it's always exciting to be a part of all the momentum that we currently have and keep building a great downtown.
That's fun. The spirit. I'm Kyle Carter. So with the I've been with the Chamber in all its iterations back to Davenport One since 2005. So this is my 16th year in the Downtown Davenport Partnership Division, which has moved along with every merger, et cetera, of the Chamber throughout the year. So now we're a regional organization, which is great. But I've been here for that full run, and it's been a really wild and interesting ride. We've seen so much evolution since this kind of effort really began, and I'm just proud to be part of it.
Let's start off with letting the residents that don't know what the Downtown Davenport Partnership is and the services that they provide.
Yeah, that's a great question because it is complex. Basically, we represent the business community of the downtown, but our mission is much broader than that. So we are really tasked with just making downtown a better place for all citizens of Davenport and the Quad Cities. The three big areas of work that we have are economic development and business development. And then we have quality of life, livability, infrastructure. So that's like the flower baskets and the streets being clean. And then you have the third bucket of advocacy and promotion. So that's festivals, alternating currents, government affairs, going to City Hall and dealing with policy issues. So it's everything from business recruitment to the flower baskets down to what party you're going to this weekend. We touch almost everything that happens down here. So it's a broad spectrum and has a big impact whether you live and work and play down here or pay no attention to downtown at all. What we do still brings value to the whole community.
You guys are busy.
Very.
So can you tell us what your relationship with the residents living downtown Davenport is like?
Yeah, Alicia, why don't you take that one?
Yeah, it's something, you know, we've seen so much growth in downtown, people living downtown. And mm-hmm. So that's actually one of the areas where we have great relationships with a lot of the property owners and usually the apartment managers. But we're always looking to grow our relationships with residents. So there are a couple different ways that people can reach us. We obviously are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and people can reach out through our website. But we don't have like a direct mailing list to residents, which is something we're looking to build. So if you're living downtown and we want to hear from you, so reach out.
What are the types of things that you communicate to your residents?
So really, the business and residents care about mostly the same things. They want to know what's new, what's coming. Is the street going to be closed? Why is there construction on 2nd and Main again? You know, it's rare that the residents have some truly unique question that the rest of the downtown community doesn't also have. So while our mailing list isn't geared toward them, it's often that we're pushing out the same information and they're getting it one way or the other. What we're trying to get to eventually is having that be more intentional and less kind of just as a side effect of what we're putting out there. Because we have over 1,500 residential units downtown, which means there's over 2,000 people living down here, which in 2003 which is kind of where my statistics begin. We had, I think, 300.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's been like, I felt like we had a good handle on it, and then it just had like exponential growth,
which is a good thing.
Yes,
it is. That's been a big arc of the downtown development story is that residential component.
Okay. And currently right now, a lot of people see Deck the Downtown campaign going on. Can you talk about your guys' involvement with that?
Yeah, so that was something that, you know, Kyle mentioned we're a regional organization. So when we were sitting around with our partners in the other downtowns, we were talking about how we could package up a campaign that promotes all of us. And obviously, we are all doing activities and fun things during the holidays. So we came up with Deck the Downtown. So what that means for downtown Davenport in particular, I would say the things that have taken off is the holiday display challenge. Mm-hmm. So we've had over 40 businesses, or I know the city of Davenport has a couple locations too, where people have decked out either their windows or inside their shops, and people can go vote for their favorites. And so we've had hundreds of people place votes for this, and they're excited about it, and it gives you an excuse to get out and wander downtown and see other businesses. The other thing we're doing that is literally the talk of the town is the hunt for the holiday pickle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the idea of this being the same thing of just trying to have a family-friendly activity where people can get out and explore. And so we have over 30 pickles hidden across downtown. Mm-hmm. And then when you find it in a business, there's stamp cards there, and you can get them stamped. And then once you find 10, you can bring them here to the library, or we are partnering with the German American Heritage Center. And so people can get their own ornament after they find 10, which we started off just ordering 100 pickles to give out because this is the first year we've done this. And I wasn't quite sure who would be out doing this. And we have made many more orders. I think we've given out more than 250 at this point. So people can do that through January 3rd. So when you're on holiday break from school with your kiddos, you can still come out and do that.
That was always a tradition in my family to hide the pickle, and I didn't know that anybody else did that for years.
It's a German tradition, and one that I was unfamiliar with until this moment.
I didn't know about it until I started dating my husband. His grandma gave us 3, and I'm like, like, one for every tree, and I was like, what do they mean, though? So she had explained it to me, too.
In my family, whoever found the pickle first on the tree got to open the first gift on Christmas Eve. See? That's how we did
Motivator.
It.
Motivator.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's taken off. And we're doing other little things, too. We do some downtown delivery days. So that's, you know, trying to make it so our retailers can compete with the Amazons of the world, so you can shop directly with them on select days. And then literally the downtown Davenport crew goes out and delivers the products for our retailers. So we have another one of those dates coming up if you shop the weekend of December 17th, 18th, and 19th. So we stay super busy during cool. Deck the Downtowns.
Can you touch on Keep It QC, that campaign?
Yeah, so this is an initiative of the Quad Cities Chamber, and that's just more, that's all year long. That's talking about how do we keep our dollars local and make a stronger impact collectively by doing that. So certainly during the holidays, we do more B2C type promotions, and we have a gift card program. So it's a community gift card, and you can buy that and spend it at any business locally that accepts Visa credit cards. And we talk about it all year long at the chamber. Even if you're a business, how do you source your goods locally and make sure that we are just making an impact?
And downtown is all local, so this is a no-brainer for us. You can't shop downtown and not shop local. It's like by default. Yeah. So rather than wonder where should I drive or what place should I go, just if you just shop downtown, you'll have achieved the local goal.
Okay, can you guys talk a little bit about the beautification and maintenance team and what they're responsible for?
Yeah, so this is something that we have done for many, many years, but not everyone realizes these are not city employees. When they see the gators driving around downtown and people watering the flower baskets, picking up trash, those are actually DDP employees. And we do have a fairly new contract with the city that has expanded that service. But ultimately, this is our crew that's out there doing it. And it's one of the things that people look forward to every summer, just seeing all the bright colors and making sure it looks just looks good and feels good down here. We want it to be welcoming. We want it to feel good. You know, my goal is always I want it to look like Disney. You know, that's what we should strive for. So that's
love that goal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard work.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your DDP ambassadors and what they do?
Yeah, so the ambassadors has kind of grown. So essentially that is our operations and cleaning crew. But mm-hmm. what we've added to that is the hospitality function this year. And we're even evolving that further. So we have somebody that's out there just kind of giving directions, being a smiling face, mm-hmm. trying to be connecting with all of our businesses. And so we're starting to evolve that also toward connection to our social service providers, working with Humility Homes, working with hopefully Vera French and others. But we're just starting to get into that. We're in year one of developing those relationships mm-hmm. because our folks deal with a lot of the other troubles that you do see at the street level. Not everything is sunshine and roses. We recognize there's a population downtown that is challenged and needs help. And we, as the business community, want to be part of that solution. And we've been exploring where we fit into that story. And so excited to see the evolution of that position. And we've learned a lot this year.
How many ambassadors do you have?
So on any given time, there's, you know, it ranges between 6 to 10.
Okay.
Seasonal, because we start talking snow in the wintertime. But mm-hmm. we're always cleaning trash, helping with the sky bridge, parking ramps. That's year round. And then the summer we kick up with the flowers.
Are the two that we see at Party in the Park, are they ambassadors?
Yeah, yes. That was Emily and Omar that yeah. you guys saw okay. down there. And so we're kind of rebranding this so that all of our team are considered ambassadors and they just sure. have different functions. So some yeah. guys are just cleaning crew ambassadors. Others have this hospitality or what I'm hoping becomes a community navigator position.
Okay.
But they'll all be under the ambassador title going forward. And that is different. That's not what we used to call it. So that we're kind of mid rebrand on mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, because when you're seeing our team on the streets, you don't necessarily know like who's the technical hospitality type person. They're all friendly right. faces. They all can give you recommendations to somewhere. Right. So we've been just kind of rethinking about how we train our team and prepare them for the different interactions that they have throughout the day.
Yeah, as a business improvement district, we attend something called IDA, International Downtown Association, every year. And we are introduced to all the other people who have our jobs in the country. There's hundreds of other people with our jobs. And so one of the things that we've seen is that other communities have really grown their ambassador programs to be more robust and do more like we're talking about beyond just cleaning. And so we're really heading in that same direction. And we're excited about, like I mentioned, kind of working with our social service providers more, establishing this hospitality function. Yes, we'll always clean. We'll always be there for that basic function. Mm-hmm. But this is part of us and our evolution as an organization, especially being, you know, pushing toward 50 years old. There's been a lot of different priorities in that 50-year window of what it is our community needs.
What is your favorite part of working for the Downtown Partnership?
That's an awesome question. I don't know that I could pick just one. I think definitely what drew me to the position was our events and our mm-hmm. festivals. So my favorite time of year is definitely in August during Alternating Currents. And for those that don't know, that's a music, film, comedy, and art festival that we hold downtown. We have over 100 acts over the weekend, and it's spread out through, you know, I think we had over 30 venues yep. this year. So that is when the streets like really come alive to me, and seeing people like really enjoy our amenities downtown. And there's just it's just an amazing atmosphere. But overall, I just think like the work that we do day to day is really rewarding because you can see the impact you're making. Like you make decisions or you do a thing and you can literally see it on the street the next day. Or
like pickles.
Yeah, like all the holiday pickles.
So Alternating Currents is one of your favorites. Alicia, Kyle, what would one of your most
favorite festivals be?
I mean, AC is definitely my favorite from the festival point okay. of view. There's no question. Yeah, that came out of River Roots Live and our history with that. And so music and live music will always be a major driver of downtown, mm-hmm. period. Whether it's festivals or venues. So part of my favorite thing throughout my career has been that engagement in the live music community. So River Music Experience really kicking that off in the early 2000s, and then the Redstone Room being developed, followed up by Day Trotter, and now the Raccoon Motel. And there's so many iterations of the scene that have become, that have happened as a result of what we've invested in and prioritized in downtown. Mm-hmm. So for me, live music and its role in our community identity and our downtown development has always been one of my favorite parts.
Can you let our listeners know any upcoming events that they can look forward to? We kind of mentioned one, but we can go and dive into it a little more.
Yeah, I think this is airing a little afterwards, but this Friday is Katie Pruitt at Raccoon, which I'm excited to go see. We'll have, the Nutcracker, of course, will be at the Adler for the holidays. Keller Williams was just at Redstone Room, which was cool to see a name of that caliber at RME again. What else is on the horizon here?
Extravaganza.
Of course, Extravaganza. That's right, our own event.
Don't forget about
it. In January.
Yeah, so that happens. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think it's the 14th through the 16th of January. And we do that down at the Freight House, and it's, I don't know, how many pounds of ice? Like,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's an entire semi-trailer full of ice blocks, which you would think would be easy to find, but are harder than you might think.
Yeah, but we light up the sculptures at night. And again, that's another family-friendly activity you can
do. One that's just grown, say that. Right? Yeah. Like, so when we started that, the first year, we did it in the Skybridge RME courtyard. And we had, like, four sculptures and kind of one big one that was a throne. Mm-hmm. And this is way pre-selfie time frame. But people at that point even were like busting out digital cameras and like, oh, it, yeah, was, yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, there's something to this. And we were like stoked that like 200 people came that day. We're like, oh my God, we did it. Like, we made an event and somebody showed up. Ironically, the second year was canceled due to an ice storm.
Oh, gosh.
And then it just grew. And so now, like last year, I think we had like 5,000 people show up for that. Mm-hmm. And that's probably be conservative. I think that's lowballing it. So to see the growth, and that's been one of the joys of my career, of when you do stick around this long, you get to see stuff go from 200 to 5,000 and et cetera, and realize like just how far we've come.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it being a family-friendly event, which most of the downtown happenings are, but especially the Extravaganza, I mean, that's appealing to all ages, so...
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Last year we added kind of like a little drive-through portion, so we saw a lot of senior citizens get out and kind of do the drive-by tour. Mm-hmm. So we're always taking a look at... I think some people look at downtown and think, well, there's tons of food and bar options, which, yes, there is, and there's a ton of entertainment. And for us, we're always trying to take the lens of how can we make it more inclusive and mm-hmm. make sure that our events are really capturing all walks of life.
Yeah, that's a big goal. If you look at our new master plan that we got through City Hall just this last year, part of it is inclusivity. And how do we approach diversity and inclusivity in a really intentional way? So part of that story is through our events and through the spaces that we host them and how we reach out to people to encourage them to use those spaces. Mercado being on the riverfront this year was a really big deal. That was a very intentional effort to build that space, to reach out to that group, to encourage them to use it. We even created a grant and specifically to help mitigate some costs for people who have maybe never used it before.
Is there anything else you guys want to share with our listeners today?
Just exciting projects, or Kyle can probably hit the project front, but I would say future things I'm looking forward to is we've kind of reinstated our public art committee. So we're looking to do some large scale murals downtown and different art installations. You'll start seeing more sculptures next summer. And so we have money budgeted and we're ready to kind of kick ourselves into another gear as it relates to public art. And I think
that's cool.
That will be something that, you know, residents and visitors will, you know, enjoy.
Definitely.
Yeah, and we're going to leverage that back to kind of the public-private partnership. The city had created a really awesome program to repave alleys this year, which has been a big priority of the community. So, but, you know, John Q. Public has said many times, like, fix the alleys. Well, we're going to tackle two of them in downtown this year, and one of them will be behind the Forest Block area. That's at 4th and Brady, that whole area of all those historic buildings on the right side of the road between 4th and Brady and the railroad tracks. All that's been renovated over the last 10, 15 years, those are all fully renovated historic buildings, but the alley looks like trash. And so that's just a product of age. It's from the 1800s, and we've done all this development, and it broke up that alley really badly. And now we have Toasted next door, the new breakfast and brunch place, which is awesome. So we have this synergy, all this energy and bubbling around, and then just this garbage alley. So we were thrilled to see the city create that partnership where the private sector could split the cost with the city to repave it. But where I was going with this is that the public art element that Alicia is leading is going to come in and do something extra special with that. So after we pave it, we're going to go in with lighting. We're going to look at murals. We're going to look at maybe even it could be sculpture. Who knows?
We've talked about it. That alley in particular is like so special. If you haven't, even just standing there, you can kind of envision the potential for what it could be. Mm-hmm. And so we've even talked about like having a little stage area for maybe performances. So we'll look at any way we can really activate that space because there's a lot of residents there. And again, Kyle said synergy.
Yeah, we just signed a deal with
Streamline.
Architects. Thank you. Yeah. Local architect Streamline to envision this with us. Because when you're standing in that alley, the railroad tracks have a natural archway to it, which right now is dark and creepy, but doesn't need to be. So that's, again, you ask the first question, what does Downtown Partnership do? Who are you? We're the ones who stand in the alley and go, this can be better. And then have the political connections and the funding to actually make that happen. Mm-hmm. So the joy and the fun of our job is standing there, recognizing what we can do, how we get it done, connecting the dots, hiring the right firm, getting people excited about it, funding it, working with the city to make sure we don't cross any wires on stuff we're not supposed to. And then, you know, a year from now, you walk in there and there's a band playing and it's well lit and everyone's like, wow, what a great idea. And we're like, yeah, we know, but it was a lot of work. And you think about the number of people living in that alley now, which is hundreds in those apartments, and what a different experience they're going to have when we're done with this. So that's the fun stuff. And Alicia's done such a good job leading the public art effort, tying it to these opportunities at City Hall, and leveraging all of this so that we're not just running around in different directions. Like, think about how much better this is going to be because of the planning and alignment instead of just, yeah, well, we repaved the alley. Cool. You know, that'd be great, but think of what else we're going to get done. And that, in a nutshell, is what we do for a living.
Well, we have a lot to look forward to in the future. Can't wait to see everything you guys continue to do. Kyle and Alicia, thank you for joining us today. We had a great time, and we'll see you next time.
And downtown.
Downtown. See you downtown.
Thanks.